What's happening?
Junior, what's happening, man?
Blog Talk Radio.
Tone, how you doing, Junior, man? What's going on, brother?
I'm good, man. How you doing this holiday weekend?
Man, I'm doing good. Trying to enjoy it as much as possible.
That's good.
Slouch,
that's good.
What's happening, brother?
And another day. The Lord bless us with another weekend that we can see another Sunday to call on the show.
There you go.
That's right.
That's what's happening,
that's right,
man.
Junior, you see my wingman out there or my main man, Big Fred? They with us yet?
You know what? Yeah. I think I got him. I ain't sure. You know, I'm running through this. Let me see what's happening here.
All right.
313-6868.
Hey,
okay.
You got Mel.
Oh, sorry about that. Who we got here?
You got Melvin, man.
Melvin, what's happening?
What's happening, man?
You, man, getting ready for this first, you know, that meltdown, man, they're going to have over there in Chicago, man. You know, I got to go over there and run a few of the guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's right. Yeah, Terry giving that meltdown, what is that, on the first?
Yeah, giving it on the first.
Hey,
yep, Mel, so I'm just over here messing around with the car, man, getting ready for that.
Hey, Mel, some people don't really know what the meltdown is or when it is. Could you go ahead and plug that for Terry?
Yeah, yeah. It's June the 1st. They're going to have a shootout. And a bunch of grudge racing going to be going on over there. I don't know exactly what the payout is on the shootout tip. But I know they're going to have a shootout. It's going to start in the afternoon. I think me and Biz are supposed to try to get our race on around about 1 o'clock before the shootout comes. And if everything go all good with that one, then I think, what's the boy name, what just won the belts here at Milan? Not the one crashed last night, the other boy.
Johnny Quick.
Yeah, Johnny Quick, man. I'm supposed to run Johnny Quick over the two. So I know I got me two heavy hitters that I'm trying to see what I can do with them this weekend coming up. Then get ready for your race.
Yeah.
Come back home and see what changes and stuff I got to do. If I need to do some, come back home, do a little bit more work, and get ready for your race.
Neil, you've been no holds barred, ain't you, man? You just drawing up. Ain't nobody safe.
Yeah, hey, you know. Got to do what I got to do, man. That's how I'm feeling over here. You know, if I didn't have me a machine like I got, man, I wouldn't be doing it. But I got me something that can go. So,
yeah,
you know, I'm looking for one to take me out, man, so I come back home and change the motor, you know. That's really what I'm looking for.
hold on. Hey, Melvin, this is Junior, man. So you saying you just got your tune-up motor in there. Is that it?
Yep, that's what's in here, the tune-up motor. And I'm not going to change it until I get knocked down real bad, you know. It got a little tune-up to go on it before I can destroy it. And then if I do that, then I can throw the motor in.
Who's selling wolf tickets? Hold on, man. Who we got? Hey, Kimo, is that you? Hey, you know, I'm like Oz. I see y'all, damn it.
Hey, Junior, who is that masked man? Kimo, what's happening, baby?
You can trick everybody but me. What's going on,
what's
Kimo?
Up, Junior? What's up, Junior?
Y'all ain't better go.
Don't get that thing right, man. Kimo over here, puffing and puffing. I'll tell you that.
And I ain't worried about it, man.
He huffing and puffing, shit, but is he breathing fire yet? That's the main thing.
He finna turn into a grizzly bear.
All I can do, man, is pull back up to the starting line, man, and turn it loose. I'm waiting on somebody to be in front of me. I ain't got that yet.
That's what I'm
talking
right about.
Melvin, you know, they had a no ET. Was you there yesterday?
No, I didn't go out, man. I'm saving everything for next weekend to go over there with Biz and them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know they had one around there.
We got anybody that was there yesterday?
Yeah, now the test and tune session.
Tony,
test and tune session.
Did you have you ever get in touch with your wingman? Because I sure like for him to feel the people in on what happened at the track. I heard it was a boxing match out there.
Yeah, they had a bunch of stuff going on. I heard some of it, but we get a live report from somebody that was there. It was kind of ugly, but I don't know everything that happened.
Yeah, I got there as soon as they got done, you know, picking up the pieces.
Okay.
You know, it was, what's his name, Slim or Slick?
Slosh, you said picking up the pieces of a piece.
I'm just getting that piece. I'm just getting there when they were breaking it up.
Hey, did he say pieces or teethes?
I said I'm just picking up the pieces.
Oh.
Like pieces of the puzzle. I was just getting there.
He was knocking some of these teeth out. Shit.
No.
Well, Tony, did you get the call? I mean, Tony, did you get a call or anything about it?
No, I can't say that I did. I got a few of the race reports, but I didn't get none of the boxing matches. I didn't hear, you know, too much about that. I got it. First of all, main man Brian Davis. I heard he had some technical difficulties out there, but he was able to pull off a win. So that was a plus. I guess that was kind of bittersweet for him. And I heard old Heavy Game was out there looking good, you know, say that thing really coming on along. So, you know, I guess his hard work and perseverance is paying off. So he was looking real good the other day. And, you know, it's funny. Never scared of had different drivers in his cars. And, you know, everything be everything. And then from time to time, he step up and get in them himself. And, I mean, a lot of people say they don't notice no difference. So, you know, that guy doing real good to be a, you know.
Yeah.
I can't. He's not a new driver. Wayne always have drove, but, I mean, it's very seldom that he will. But, you know, when he do get in the car, he do good as a new driver. So, you know, want to congratulate my main man on that. And Chucky, you know, I called and checked on him today. He said he was all right. So, you know, we thank God for that the man didn't get hurt. And
that was nasty, man.
Yeah, he say he already in the lab. Got that thing on operating tape. We say he ain't wasting no time. So, you know, that's the drag race spirit, dedication, determination, and discipline. He had it already.
See, that's a true racer. You know, one thing with it, anytime a true racer has a wreck, I mean, you can damn near be close to losing life and limb, and the first thing you worry about is the car. You know, and when you get home, usually, even though you still sore, beat up, or whatever it may be, or shook up, first thing you thinking about is getting the car back together. That's a good thing. That's a good thing that he's in a position he can come right back. That's always good.
Yeah. Like you said, that's what a true racer do. Like I say, they could be laying on the operating table. They tell them, you about to lose a limb. Don't worry about that. Did I hurt my motor? You know, that's what you don't know.
Yeah, right. You right about that, though.
Everybody better watch out for the Mexicutioner, a.k.a. Dom. He's looking real good.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I heard about that, too. I heard Dom. In fact, Dom called me over the weekend, was saying that he had a few people, he had that red dot on their forehead, and he like, I don't know what to do. So he said he was going to do a mini shootout, tell them all, everybody just put something up and let's just go for it, as opposed to, you know, everybody just running everybody. And I heard Dom was out there looking real good for a first album. So that's, man,
power. I think we got somebody. Meatball, are you there?
Talk to me. Everybody, talk to me, damn it.
Man, come on with it, brother.
What up? Man, listen here, man. We are live and un-goddamn cut.
That's right.
Man,
that's
Dom
right.
had a four-leaf clover in his pocket.
Uh-oh.
He had some red shoes on, saying there was no place like home. The man had everything, every luck that they had, he had it.
Whoa. So you saying it wasn't skill that he was winning these races by? It was luck?
Man, look here, man. I got to talk bad to him, man. Just because me and Dom got something going on. But let's cut all the hating out, though. That was just all jokes. Let's cut the hating out. Congratulate Dom on his win. He was looking real impressive out there. But I won't, and I will state this, I won't count, jump and join Dom's Team Dom and Team Pizza Rod. Damn them.
But you got to give them their props, though. They did good out there, though, huh?
They did good, man. Dom probably looked impressive, man. I mean, you can't take nothing away from it. He put his money up in the mini shootout just like the other three racers did. And, you know, hey, he came out victorious.
Shit, that's even all
though,
that matters,
we did
man.
Have, yeah, even though we did have some controversy about white trash, then he crossed the center line. Some people say he did. Some people say he did. You know, he was racing.
Can I ask a question about that, Tony and Junior, you know, because, like you say, they say he crossed the line, but is it first or worse when it's track rules?
Thank you.
You want to answer
correct.
That, Tony?
Yeah, track rules, it's first or worse infraction, loses.
So that mean that that with that being said, that mean that Wayne should have still been in the shootout and Chucky should have lost, but they said
no.
Chucky hit the wall after the point. Hold on, what was
the race, Kimo? What happened during the race?
What happened was, from my understanding, it looked like Wayne crossed. Well, he I don't know if he crossed it, but the car kind of got loose a little bit. Then Chucky went after the eighth. You know, Wayne had kind of beat him, but after the eighth, they saying that which she did cross the eighth. Chucky car motor let loose, and I guess he ran through his own water or oil, whatever, to make that with me, and he hit the wall. So,
what?
You know, I was thinking that maybe Wayne should have still been in the shootout because the man wrecked.
Hey,
hold on.
You said
this was after the eighth mile?
Yeah, he did wreck after the eighth mile.
Okay,
they
were running the eighth.
Well, if it happened after the eighth, the race was over.
Yeah, he won the race.
Okay.
You know what the thing is there? The cardinal, I'm going to tell you this. The cardinal sin there, out of anything and everything you can do, is cross that center line. Anytime you cross the center line, that kills. He could flip 100 times over and stay in his lane, and believe it or not, he's still going to get the win light if the other guy crossed that center line.
Okay.
You know, the center line, I mean, you can, I'll give you an example. Brian could have red light, okay, which he loses. He could have hit the wall, bounced off of the wall, came back. But the moment that man crossed that center line, that's the cardinal sin there. Even though Brian red lit. The cardinal sin there is the center line. Why? Because you coming into another man's space. There they look at it like this. They're looking not so much as what you're doing in your lane, but what can happen when you go into the other lane. You know?
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, I just think Brian might need to get out of that car because, you know, if you know, Wayne was pretty much far behind him. He had to see Wayne cross that center line, and, you know, he won the race. Why would you run that car to the quarter mile? If you get on the internet and you say your car only set up for the eighth, why did you try to blow by Wayne? And I mean, it just was stupid, man. I mean, this really was stupid to get back in that car. If you know you won, why would you get back in that car and then go to the quarter? You know you run, you're running the eighth. Why would you go to the quarter? It just didn't make no sense.
That's something that he could answer. Hey, Tone, I got some hands here. You got anything before I start bringing them in?
No, could you bring them on in?
Yep.
Please.
708-8152, your mic is open.
I'm just listening right now.
Okay. Nope, he done fell off. You can go ahead, Tone. I'm going to slide them open because I guess they're hitting the one, but they gunshot.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm see if I can get Brian on the phone. And like I said, we don't always know what the method to a person's madness is. And like I said, Chemo,
right.
You standing on the starting line may have been assuming one thing, and it may have actually been another. So I'm getting in contact with Brian right now, see if he can come on and explain to us, you know, what happened.
There you go.
You know, his from the cockpit.
Hey, Slouch.
Yeah.
How we looking for the 15th, man? Let everybody know what's going on, brother.
Oh, man. Second annual showdown in Motown prevented by number one Slouch and Little Tony, June 15th at US 131, Baldwin, Michigan. We have a lot of guys from the South come up. As of right now, we got over 12 races locked in. Hope we can add more. You know, 20 kids, 10 and under free. Adults is $20. Cars and motorcycles are $45. And we also going to have a test and tune session Friday. That's Friday before Saturday from 6 to 12 p.m. We're also going to have a meet and greet with free food for the drivers, you know, to get to know and fuck around.
Hold on a minute, Slouch, because I got some background. I don't know if that's you or... Okay, go ahead. My bad.
Okay, yeah. We're going to have a live DJ to keep the crowd, organized. We're going to have Willie Dog. He's going to be controlling the mic for us. So, you know, everybody know how Willie Dog get down. He really get the crowd into it, you know, keep everybody, you know, having a good time. We're going to have some bounce houses for the kids. So, you know, you can bring the kids. You can't say you don't have a babysitter, so bring your kids, you know. They have a good time too. Free hot dogs and water for the kids, popcorn, etc. We're gonna have a couple of raffles. We're gonna raffle off. We're gonna have a Chris from Eliminator Customs. He's gonna have his welding machine there. You know, if anyone breaks for any parts or needs something welded, he's there to do that job. And he's also gonna be building wings on the spot for people, control arms. You know, that's gonna be the first in grudge racing history that we're doing, so we're trying to expand that and make it bigger and better. It's going to be a good experience for everyone to come out and have fun. You know, we're trying to make this grudge event a family event, so so everyone can come out, not just the grudge racers. We want the entire family to come out and have a good time. So that's June 15th, US 131 Motorsports, Martin, Michigan. I want to give a shout-out to all the sponsors that's helping us out, the Fad Show, Summit Rentals, Premier Clean, KB Solutions, TRZ Motorsports, DetroitRacing.com, Crazy Legs Racing, Lil Tony Promotions, Reggie Harris, and can't forget, the number one sponsor that's helping us out making us do all this, US 131 Motorsports. Y'all come out and we're going to have a good time.
Now, I got a question on them shootouts. What's the deal there? You got a 29 and a 28 shootout?
Okay, as far as the shootout right now, we got the 28 Extreme shootout, no bars, front style, stock suspension, any power adder, any real suspension, have to be on 28, no bars, head up,
okay.
8 mile, $300 lock buy-in for the race. Second one is the 29 is going wild. That's with bars or without bars. Front style stock suspension, any power adder, any rear suspension, have to be on 29s. It's a 500 buy-in on that one. First place for both classes is 80% depending on the car count, and the second place gets 20%. First place also get a 6-foot trophy. And the second place get a 3-foot trophy. And we're also going to have for each grudge race that has the money locked in, whoever wins the grudge race is going to get a grudge trophy. So however many, we got a lot of trophies, so hopefully we have a lot of lockup so everybody can get these trophies. And we got one showdown in Motown trophy for the winner of who can get the most wins out of the day in grudge race. They're going to come out with a big trophy also. Tony can explain that trophy.
Well, I mean that trophy there, that you would think that's between Brian Davis and Tone, because they the ones who – oh, my bad. Let me go back. And Melvin, because they're trying to lock in everybody they can.
It could be a street car that won 10 in a row, you know. He won them all.
That's
Julian,
it. That's what's
happening.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Junior, you do realize there's a serial killer that will be on the loose at that race.
Hold on a minute. Who's that? First of all, whether you got a chicken wing or some fries, whatever, you got to get that shit out your mouth, bro, because I can't hear you. I know who you are, Kimo, but I can't hear you.
I said you do realize that we'll be a serial killer on the loose.
Well, and you know what? And I hear you and I believe you, but I believe in one thing. Until he start dropping bodies all over the place, I don't care what he says. When he starts dropping them,
I got a shirt already made up. You got to see it to believe
it. Hey, Brian, you on?
Yes, sir.
Come on
What's
in,
up,
man.
Brian?
Tony, we got Brian on here. Come on in, bro.
Brian, what's going on, man?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Good.
We good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm fine.
That's good, man. You know, we was commenting on your before Brian start talking, I wanna say something. Brian, a lot of people don't know Brian has a split personality. You know, one minute he's Brian Davis, but as soon as he puts that racing jacket on, it's another person. He turns to Chucky, and Chucky, he's the one that don't care. He's like to talk bad and fuck it. I race. I do this. I do that. So, Brian, we have to begin. Brian just come back from the wreck, smiling and happy. Like damn, I done tore my car up. Well, damn, where the fuck is my golf cart? I'm mad. Like damn, Chad says, Brian, you just tore up your car. You're laughing. But now you saying somebody stole your golf cart. You pissed. I said, no, that ain't Brian talking. That's Chucky talking nonsense.
Hey, we say Slouch, he got an alter ego. Brian Davis.
That guy.
Can we have Brian for a little while, and then you can bring Chucky up in, because you know this is live and uncensored. He can go off. Shit.
But Brian, I was saying how you had a bittersweet win the other day, and Kimo said he was on the start line. And he really didn't understand why.
No,
if you
I was in the middle of the track.
Okay, well, was in the middle of the track. He's saying what he didn't understand was you had to race one early on. When you had got out of the car, why did you get back in the car? And I told him that, you know, a lot of times with what appears to be one way standing on the start line is not what it is in the car. And he just said there was some things he didn't understand. I said, well, you know, I wasn't at the track. I told him I'd talk to you. I called to see if you were all right, the car, what the factor. You told me about the car, but I, you know, not to be funny, I gave less than a damn about the car. I was called to check on you.
Oh, yeah.
And we just wanted to know if you could clarify a few things for Kimo and anybody else that may have been at the drag strip that saw the incident. You know, it's always people, man, why did he do this or why did he do that?
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people, you know, don't understand.
Well, I can tell you this. After the wreck happened, half my crew went running down the track. And then afterwards, they're like, why did we run down the track? We all have golf carts and four-wheelers. That makes no sense. And when you get in the middle of something, it's easy to say one thing and do another, but when you're in that situation, it's totally, totally different. But when I race someone, I'm not looking at the other person or the other lane. I'm concentrating on driving. And, yes, you as a spectator, you don't have much that you have to worry about. So you're able to see the entire field and see Wayne cross the line. I myself didn't see that. I took off and knocked the tire off, and so automatically right there, I'm trying to react to the situation. When I did that is when I seen – all I seen was Wayne's flame come up and go out, and I knew he had let out of it. So I processed that he had let out of it, so I got back into it. I myself didn't know that he crossed the line. Had I seen him cross the line or was able to acknowledge that, then by no means I would even get back into it.
But after you crossed the eighth, you stayed in the car. Was my question, why did you do that, you know, because all your mayhem occurred after the eighth mile.
I couldn't see where the eighth mile was going. I wasn't on the gas past the eighth. What happened is when I took off to go back to try to catch him, right when I kicked second gear, I guess what happened is my motor was hurt from what people were saying because I left antifreeze on the line. That's why I knocked the tire off, but I didn't know that. In my mind, I didn't make a pass in the left lane the entire day, so I had assumed, me being the driver, that I'd knocked the tire off because I didn't go down that side of the track, when in actuality, it was because there was coolant down. But like I said, I didn't know that. I just know I knocked the tire off, so I got back in it, and when I kicked second gear, it knocked the tire right back off, and it spun and hit the rev limiter. And when it did that, there was a nitrous explosion, and then there was flames all underneath the hood, and the flames were flying to my window. So I had no idea where I was driving. And when I was doing that, I was trying to drive the car based on feel because I couldn't see a damn thing. And the same thing happened to Jim before. When that happened, the flames were actually – there were flames coming inside the car through the little holes through the firewall. And I had no idea where I was going. So I automatically tried shutting the nitrous bottle off, you know, to try to be safe, and cars going all over, and, you know, I hit the wall, and I seen that coming. And then as I was spinning around, that's when I started turning the nitrous bottle off and got unbuckled and got out of it. But, yeah, the minute that happened, I had no idea where the track was, what was going on. Everything was cool.
Brian, I'm going to say this, you know, if your crew was seeing that cooling down, they should have hurried up and ran up there and stopped you before you guys.
No. They didn't see the cooling down until I left. When I left, they, like, Dave Zimmerman didn't even see the wreck because when I left and knocked the tire off, he then seen coolant down. You know what I'm saying? After I had already left. Yeah, if they would have seen that before, then, of course, the track guys would have even shut it down. We didn't know that the motor was hurt. You know, I pull the plugs every single time, and there was nothing wrong with anything. But, you know, shit happens for whatever reason. It is what it is.
That thing that moves right after that cord, you can just see it. Boom, boom, damn.
Yeah, but like I said, you know, you got people out there who are professional drivers and professional tuners, and they don't fucking own a car or drive a car. So.
That's true. That is correct,
you know,
yeah.
It's easy to say what you should have done, would have done, could have done, but when you're in that thing, you're amazed how much stuff your brain processes and how fast and what's right or wrong, and, you know.
Can I make a good suggestion here? You know, with everybody going to this 8 mile thing, I think Milan should put up a post or something, letting the drivers know where that AFI is, because on the thread you have told me that you only can run to the AFI. You got an 8 mile tune up in the car.
Yeah, that's all I run.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
for
no,
that
no,
and
no.
for safety purposes, I don't have a funny car cage or anything, so I don't feel comfortable going past the 8th.
So
nor do
I
have
maybe it's supposed to let you know when you're at that 8 mile, because your car,
yeah.
Your car cannot really flow until after the 8 mile, you know, because we was standing right there at the 8th. All hell let loose after the 8 mile.
I got a question.
But,
so they don't have no markers or nothing out there?
No, they got four cones and a triangle. You have to, yeah, it's not easily seen, but I mean if you go there a lot, you know where it's at. But you know,
right.
When you take off, you know, you got the two cones and then you've got the four cones, or you got four
right.
And two and then four cones, and the four cones is the 8th mile.
I mean, let me say this. Given here in the North, Chemo, that we run a quarter mile.
Quarter, yeah.
It's still. I'm still trying to adjust to the Southern racing when I go down there to run the 8th mile. It's times I get in the car and I'm told just run it to the 3:30. I'm a
yeah.
quarter mile racer. Where the hell is the 3:30? I don't know. You know
oh,
what I'm
yeah.
saying? I mean, I damn near running out the back door. I don't know where the 3:30 is. Up here in the north,
let me ask you this. Would it be a problem if they installed a strip there at the 8 mile, or, you know, would that make the car?
Well, I can tell you this. When I go and take my car somewhere, and, you know, everyone knows I have Chris Tootin do my tune-ups, a problem that I was having before is Chris used to tell me, go to the 3:30 or go to the 8th. And what I was doing is I was projecting it coming sooner than it was supposed to, and I was letting off before the 3:30 or before the 8th. You know, he would go in the data logger. So what he would always tell me is don't let off the gas until you go past the line so that you know you made a full hit. Because a lot of times you think you're going faster than what you are, you're going slower than what you are, and you let off the gas before your car gets to that point because it's in your view, you see it. So anytime I'm told to go to the 3:30, I'm told to go, you know, just past the 3:30 till you can't see it no more, then let off. That's when you let off, so that you're going the proper distance.
What you suggesting, in a perfect world, yeah, that'd be easy. You know, put an 8 mile stripe, you got the quarter mile stripe. Basically, up here in the north, I can't speak for everybody else, but I'm saying me. When I'm running it out the back door, I'm not necessarily running until I see the stripe. I'm running until I don't see nothing no more. Then I know I crossed the finish line. I mean, like I said,
right.
They got cones out there.
Yeah,
they got cones out there. They got stripes out there.
Yeah.
But, Chemo, you and cars running 180, 190 miles an hour. Keep all that looking to the side of the track to see if I just passed the cone.
Yeah.
You're not doing that. None of that's on your mind.
Right.
Huh?
I seen Wayne, and I was kind of concentrating on his car, gauging if I was catching him or not.
Right.
You know.
And like
there's things to process.
Yeah, you're not, like say, you saying Brian was past the 8th. He's saying he left the starting line. He had a situation. He's trying to get recover the car. Now, you're saying he had passed the 8th mile mark. All that went out the window when he started running into a situation with the car. When he looks back up, he sees this Wayne is having a situation. Now, is he inside the 8th mile or outside the 8th mile? At this point, he don't know. So he's trying to catch the man. Unbeknownst to him, he's already crossed the 8th mile mark. So when you was asking right. why did he run it out the back door, he didn't realize that he crossed the 8th. And by the way they talking, I'm assuming that it was nighttime. So all the stripes,
oh, yeah.
all the cones, and all that.
Yeah, it definitely didn't go out the back door because the car was before the 1,000-foot mark against the wall when we towed it. So the car never even went to the quarter mile. You know, the car was sitting.
He went to the quarter, he was after the 8th. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah.
But like he said, he didn't know that. And it's, like I say, being in a car, like I say, a person on the start line or up or down track, wherever they might be standing, believe me, you see a lot more than what that driver see. You're focusing on the race. The driver, he's focusing on his safety. You know, is the motor making a funny sound? Did I just kick a hole in the block? You know, a lot of times, you know, these cars don't drive like daily drivers. So when they're out there, they're running, they're making all this noise, they're slightly moving around. It's things that we feel in that car that, you know, you see a guy get out of the car like, man, what'd you get out of it for? Man, it was moving around. We didn't see it. You may not have saw it, but I felt it. As I'm trying to correct the wheel, the car wasn't doing nothing, so I had a problem. It's a lot of things that go on inside a car that a person on the starting line don't know nothing about. So oftentimes, I tell you this, you always hear guys, a guy car may wheel stand real high. It'll come down, and he'll get back in and go up. Oh, man, he was stupid. What did he get back in it for? What you don't understand, it'll wheel stand. He'll get out of the gas. When it slammed down, the momentum knocks his foot back on the gas, and it'll shoot back up.
Yep.
The people standing on the starting line, he was stupid to get back in it. He didn't get back in it. The momentum from the car throwing the guy around, he accidentally hit the gas.
Yes.
So it could just be a lot of things that a person watching a race won't understand. Now, if you got a driver standing on the starting line looking at it, he'll understand what happened. You know what I'm saying? When guys getting in and out the car. Now, some of it is driver's error, but some of it, a guy's intention was to get out of the gas, but momentum may have knocked his foot back on it, and, you know, all hell.
Well, when stuff like this happens, it's funny because, like, on Facebook or Motown, the people who run their mouths or tell you what you should have, would have, could have done aren't racers. The drivers, the guys that are actually out there that know the circumstances, you know, they all come up to me last night and, you know, man, I know how it is. They're not the ones running their mouths. It's the little guys on the sideline that think they know what they should have done in that situation. You know, but like you said, the racers know what's going on.
Well, you going like,
I got some background noise here. Tone, I got a couple hands up. You want me to bring them in?
And please find that background noise.
Yeah, I think I just found
it. Yeah, I got another car, Tony, coming out for your event, though, so Kimo, you better watch your ass.
So you will.
Chucky has just entered the building.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Chuck, what's happening, Chuck?
Chuck ain't done.
Hey, so you will be back then.
Oh, yeah. I done just pulled my front end off the car today, pulled the motor out, and got working on the other car.
That's what I'm talking about. Hell yeah. Hey, Kimo, man said watch your ass.
I want to listen.
What, Kimo, me and Kimo are locked in case he forgot.
Yes, sir. We locked in to race that Chucky car. We locked in to race that Chucky car.
No.
Yeah. Look on the thread. It's on the public thread. We locked in to race the car that you tore up yesterday. That new shit you owe me, bro. Come on with it. I'm going to keep it 100.
You showed me. I said locked in with my car 29 or smaller.
Kimo,
you just don't know I own more than one car.
your
Chemo,
car that you had running, bro.
Hold on, this is easy to rectify. Chemo, what exact can you, if you sit by your computer, can you go to the thread and read for us exactly what the lock-in is?
Hey, give me a lot of talk.
Oh, no, let me see. I'm going to pull it up right now. I didn't say shit. I knew you were going to try that.
No, he ain't coming.
With Jay,
well,
we locked in with Chucky. With Chucky. Which
does
is
it say with Chucky?
Shut the door.
Chucky.
What you doing, man?
The one that you got the little red head dial in. We locked in with that car, sir.
Hey, what you mean and what you say is two different things. A hard head makes a soft ass.
What? No, a hard head gonna make
you
a soft ass.
Could you please repeat that?
I said what you mean and what you say are two different things. A hard head is gonna make for a soft ass.
Now, what does it say, Chemo? Did you find it yet?
I'm pulling my computer up right now. See, I didn't tone him off. Cause I knew he was gonna try that bullshit.
I mean, why? What, you knew he was gonna tear? He was gonna have some problems with the car.
Yeah, he knew I was gonna tear the car up.
I didn't know he was gonna tear the car up.
Hey, Tom. While Chemo, because you know Chemo is a slow reader, man. I'm going to open up a couple of mics here. Let's see what's happening, man.
Okay.
Get out to him, Caleb.
313-7373. Your mic is open. Hello. Okay, next, man. 313-2796. Your mic is open.
I had to tell my man.
Okay, keep talking to your man then. 313-6547, your mic is open.
What's up, Junior?
What's up? What's happening?
Hold on.
Man,
what's up,
fellas? What's going
everybody
on,
all right?
Fred?
Nothing much, man. At the bar over here, trying to get everything situated. You know, want to shout out to our sponsors, East English Village Bar and Grill, coming to you soon. Spud Head Potatoes. You know, got to shout out to our sponsors that's making it happen every Sunday for us.
We've been missing you, baby. We've been looking all over for you.
Hey, man, you know, Tony, you know for yourself, man, when you're trying to produce businesses together and get these things going, man, it takes time. You know, it's so many hours in a day, you know, so it's a fight every day, you know.
That's right. Believe me, I know, and, you know, sorry, we've been holding your end of it down, so, you know, go and do what you need to do. We got it over here till you can get back.
Oh, yeah, I told you during the day, I said, well, you got somebody over at the bar, you know, getting everything going. At the potato place, getting everything going, you know, Spud Head doing good. His village is going to be popping. We're going to have our grand opening soon. Probably we're going to do it the week after the race, so I'll get the flyers and everything for everybody, invite everybody out, you know. So we're going to make it happen.
That's right.
But I'm going to go
That's
back
right.
on mute because I got a lot of background noise right now, and I'll come back in a minute.
Okay. All right.
Hey, guys,
yes.
I'm reading on the Motown thread, and it says Motor City King. It says 500 and 1,500 or better for Lil Tony's race to the quarter mile. I will call in on the guys' show on Sunday. Lock your ass in. Ain't shit going on. I'm going to show you. And then I put, you sound like Three Lug. You write down everything I don't do, like run the quarter. And then a couple other things. And then he said, he goes, I meant the eight, fucker. And I put, good, looks like you got a date with Chucky on the 15th.
Hey, what car is Chucky?
Well, I'm Chucky. Chucky and Brian. I'm going to read to you guys, and then you make the decision. And then I put, after that, I put Chemo. are we locked in for the 15th? I don't need your money right now for a lock-in. I know you're good on pain, and we can give the money to Slouch when we get in the gate. But I want to know if we are locked. 5 on 15 or better, heads up to the 8th mile. Track rules, pro tree, flip for lanes, both car, no bars, 25, 9W or smaller tire, run before dark. That was the stip right there. And then he put, that will be good, we are locked. So, exactly what I said, Chemo, are we locked in for the 15th? I don't need your money right now for a lock-in. I know you're good in pain, and we can give the money to Slouch when we walk in the gate. But I want to know if we are locked in. 515 or better, heads up, 8th mile, track rules, pro tree, flip for lanes, both cars, no bars, 29.5W, 9W or smaller, run before dark. And he puts, that will be good, we are locked.
See if the modem pops up.
What's that?
Chemo, you there? Chemo.
Hello? My bad. What's happening?
Oh, we're looking for Chemo. Brian just found what the post was of what they locked in, and it was your car against my car. 28s, no bars today.
No 29.5 or smaller, no W.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I apologize. 29.5 or smaller, no W. That was the lock in.
Yep. It never said small block, big block, turbo, nitrous. Never said none of that.
I guess that means the race is still on. Then can we get this as a confirmed lock?
Hey, listen here, man. The nigga can say what they want, man. He know what we was locking into. But all the game trickery shit, man.
I'm gonna tell you this, and I'm being completely honest. You're 100% right. I was talking about my car, but you were locked in with me. And I put those stips in there for that reason, in case something happens. I like I tell everyone else, I don't like to lock in races more than the race that's coming up, because you never know what's going to happen. And I know I have two cars, and I always I'm using that as a backup. But if you guys agree that I owe the money, I have no problem paying you. I like to be more than fair with people, and I don't want people to think that I'm not fair. But all I'm saying is on those lockup stips, it never said. It never said my small block nitrous car or my this or my that. It said, are me and you locked in? 29. I could come out there with a 29.5 tire if I wanted to, because it has to be 29.5 or smaller. I can come out there with a 275 on it.
All right, man.
I can do a lot of stuff.
We're going to start. Listen, you're right. You play the trickery game. We'll just race whatever we bring. Fuck it.
Well, no, I wasn't playing the trickery game because, I wasn't planning on wrecking my car.
So if you said
I wasn't trying to catch you in something.
So you said you weren't planning on wrecking that car, your car. You know
exactly.
What I'm locked into.
But Chemo, he just said he's got two cars. So if he ever lock in, he said that's why he never specifically stipulates the black
exactly.
car, because if he ever run into a problem, he can bring his other car, which is going to basically fit the same, but it won't be.
Run nobody, race nobody like that, because I'm going to tell you on your show, I'm going to wind up beat the motherfucker's ass with all that old trickery shit. I ain't into that.
Well, Chemo, it's not tricky. That's where, like we talk about with
guys up here ain't used to that stuff.
People,
you go down south.
People put all these stips in the game, and that's why, you know, yeah, a lot of us don't like it, but some guys jump out there and put stips up and lock a race in, and unbeknownst to them, they actually fuck themselves off trying to jam another guy up. I mean, it is what it is. You know, stips are
Chemo, you got an ass red getting on my ass talking about you're going to put my dick in the dirt. I didn't come at you.
I am.
You got your tongue all pumped out and came at me. It's not my fault that you didn't know how to stip something. You just need to use this in the lesson.
I'm not giving a fuck. Listen, Brian Davis, let me tell you something.
Well, if you
don't
race me, then you owe me $500.
I ain't playing. If you want to race, we can race. All that, this and that, I'm going to tell you right now. You start, the motherfuckers come over there with
I
all
do
want to
race.
Shit.
I'm on here saying I
want to
race. You're the one saying I owe you 500 punk out. I'm the one saying, why do
you
I owe you? I want to race.
If you don't make it there with that car, you don't owe it. So I don't give a fuck what car you got. They don't make it.
Well, don't say that.
But chemo.
Don't say you don't care what car I got.
20, he said 29.5 a W, his car, your car. The dough just as open for you as it is for him. And like
exactly.
Said, he may come with less of a car.
That's exactly
it.
You don't have to bring Sub-Zero. Exactly.
Listen, man, I'm not coming there to trick you. I'm coming with Zero. I ain't coming to race nobody else's car.
And you know what? If I showed up to the track and my car was running, and we went to go race, and you assumed you were running my car, and then I brought another one, then you can pull that me trying to trick you shit. But I'm not trying to trick you. Like I said, I had no idea this was going to happen to my car. But what I am going to tell you is I'm the kind of guy that wants to race. It would be much easier for me to give you $500 than to risk losing $15. When I got to bring your new car out that sits on 28s, just like my car. It's no different than my car. That sits on 28s, untested, and now I got to run you. So that puts me at a risk of losing $1,500. If anything, I would think that you guys would be happy that I'm still trying to race you and put on for the show than being a little bitch and saying, oh, here's $500,
I
don't want to do nothing.
All that old trickery shit, I just ain't into that.
But trickery is something that you do when you pre-plan it. I didn't pre-plan this. I didn't know that this was going to happen. Like I said, if I showed up and my car was there and then I brought another car and then I tried telling you, no, Chemo, I'm not racing you with my car. You never said my car. Then you can say, hey, Brian, you were being tricky, or hey, Brian, that was some whole-ass shit. But I didn't do that. My car just fucking blew up, so I can't race you with it. But I'm still wanting to race you with a car that sits just like the one that I had.
Chemo, so, okay, yeah. He wrecked his car. He's saying he's got a backup car at the house. So you saying, given that he wrecked that body, he can't go home, take his motor and trans out, put in that other car and show up to the track and y'all race?
Tone, I don't care what the nigga do. As long as he gets there to race. I don't give a fuck. I'm not trying to pull something on this because I'm not that type of person, and I'm not trying to do that.
If he wrecked that with a whole
a whole different mode, a whole different car. Oh, I got you. You didn't say this and say that. You know what I mean?
Chemo, he just
said
earlier.
I'll tell you what, I'd rather race someone with a motor twice the size of mine with no testing than a motor with a million miles of testing. The new car that I'm coming out is still being put together.
Chemo, he said he's got another body there. He went home and took his motor and everything out to put in the car. So
that's not what he's saying. Tony, did you hear what he just said? He's coming with a different motor.
Early in, he said he has a different car. He's already taken his motor and stuff out. He said he has a different car for that reason, for backup purposes, in case for whatever reason he ever wrecked, he can continue to race. Not like you say, also, if he does show up with a new car, a different roller or whatever that he got, it ain't never been down the track. He's got laps.
Well, I can tell you this. This other car looks identical to mine. You know, I could have not said shit to no one and brought it out and slapped a fucking sticker on it, and none of you guys have been the wiser. I mean, you don't know how bad my shit is.
No. You couldn't, because everybody, a few of my guys knew you had this other car, and that's why I didn't say nothing.
Yeah, but do you know what the other car looks like? Have you seen it in person?
They do.
I mean, well, no, you don't. I can tell you don't. How do you know how many cars I got? How do you know the car they're talking about ain't my third or fourth car?
You said what? What'd you say?
He said every time he show up to the track, how do you know that that's the same car that you seen the last time he was out?
Man, all kind of stuff, you know what car is what.
Well, the point of the story, like I said, is I'm not on here, and I'm not going to have people thinking that I'm trying something trickery or that I'm trying to do this. I'm the most easiest guy to get along with. I want to go out there and just race and have fun. And if you think that I'm trying trickery shit based off of what just happened, then I don't know what else to tell you. I don't know how you can't see that I'm just trying to have a race or do something. I'm not, like I said, had my car been okay and I showed up with two other cars, a ghost car, and told you,
Chemo,
you're riding.
Brian Davis, what do you call that black car?
That's Child's Play.
Oh, we was locked in the race. Chucky, Child's Play. Am I right or
wrong? No. You didn't say Child's Play. I am Chucky. The car's name is Child's Play. I said you got a date with Chucky. That's me. The car's name is Child's Play, based off the movie from Chucky. The car's name is not Chucky. The car's name is Child's Play.
Child's
Play. I got a question, Timo. I don't know if I'm talking to Chucky or to Brian, but either one.
you don't even know. I mean, Chucky and Child's Play all in one movie.
I'm saying it. Kimo,
so is Superman and Clark Kent, but that's two different people, man.
Right. Thank you. My question is this. Do you want to engage with Brian Davis, a.k.a. Chucky? Yes or no?
Man,
you know, I'm to the point, Kimo.
Off with his head, I'm going.
Now, what was this now? Hold on, I didn't hear that. What was this?
If he gets there and got what, if I see what I like and see he got what he supposed to have, off with his head, I go.
Okay, now hold
okay,
on.
Okay, now hold on.
Right.
What is he supposed
hold on, hold
to
on,
have?
Hold on, hold on. So let me get this. Hold on. Now, Brian, Chucky.
Yes.
Do you want to engage with Sub-Zero? Yes or no?
That's a dumb question right there. Sub-Zero.
We got some dumb people out here. That's why
I need some more heads in the back of my trunk.
What was that? Oh, you need some more heads? Okay,
I need some more heads rolling around in the back of my trunk.
Can we get a lock in then? What are the steps to that race, which has
a little bit of 500. It's 500 on 15 or better. It's heads up, pro tree, eighth mile, flip for lane choice, 29.5 or smaller tire, no W, and it's eighth mile, and we got to run before dark. And to do it even better, and you wouldn't say I play trickery shit, I had even talked to Junior, because Junior said that he was driving the car, and I told him that I would double bob him so that you guys don't think that I'm burning you down and give you guys time to build boosts. So it's a fair race. So don't come and tell me that I'm trying to trickery shit.
Okay, Kimo. So this is a lock-in. I just need to confirm.
Yeah.
So you guys got
was
500. Hold on, Kimo. Finish that chicken wing. Hold on. You got 500.
I
tell you, 500 on 1500 or better, heads up, pro tree, eighth mile, you flip for lane choice, 29 or smaller, no W.
No W.
Is that correct? Okay, and you run before dark.
Yes, sir.
It's a lock, man. Let's do this, man.
Lock this shit in. That's what I'm talking about. Hey,
I don't give a fuck if he
bring
an airplane yet, man. He can't drive it, so fuck.
Hold on. What'd you say? Hold on now. You said you don't care if he bring what?
An airplane yet. He's Chucky, so he can't drive. I ain't no driver. I ain't supposed to be behind no goddamn wheel. And he gonna learn. Fuck, as long as he driving, he's Chucky. He can't switch.
You want to put driver assist on there? You should have put that in there before. I may have Chris drive that motherfucker. What's the matter?
One thing you can't change is you Chucky, right? You locked in to drive. Chucky.
Hey, are you Sub-Zero? Are you driving your shit?
I ain't Sub-Zero. I'm Kimo. Sub-Zero is the car.
Yeah. Now I'm Chucky.
Okay, you Chucky.
Man, you sound like the biggest fucking crybaby in the fucking world. Do you need money that bad? You're trying to fucking get lockout money?
Y'all
do you
want
to fucking race or not?
Now
you tell me I got
to
fucking drive the car?
Came to race me, man. I race a motherfucking back half car. Smoked you. That was way out of my
way. You ain't raced shit in four goddamn fucking years with that fucking slow ass bitch.
You keep running around here.
You tell me I gotta fucking drive the car. I may not even make it to the fucking event because I got a kid coming. But my car will be there and we'll put a dick up your fucking ass.
Listen,
hey, man, hold on, man. Let's get these motherfuckers off the air, man.
You ain't care about shit but a guardrail, man.
Get these motherfuckers off the air so we can enjoy our show. We don't want to hear this shit all night. They're going to race. They're going to race. If they ask,
sit your ass down, Melvin.
Get somebody else on here, man, so we can talk about the race report and shit, man.
Okay.
I got this shit. I'm going to run both of them slow motherfuckers. I don't want to hear this shit all night. So
Melvin, Wayne knocked the tires off and you didn't move. You won that. Yeah, what the fucking do?
Look, motherfucker. Remember that, motherfucker. I'm 2-0, motherfucker, with you. You ain't shit, motherfucker. So stop fucking up the airtime. So they can talk about something else. But they're not going to tell you, I'm going to tell you. Okay? I don't want all that stupid shit all night, okay? This ain't for a stupid shit show.
I don't want
shit to fuck up and listen to the show. That's what y'all
do. Hey, gentlemen. Oh, slow down.
Hang your phone up if you don't want to hear nothing. Hang your phone up.
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Check this out. Kimo, Melvin, ain't nobody got to hang up the phone. I mean, we enjoy
he said
what
he
we
don't
do.
Want it. Dude,
now,
dude,
my thing, hold on. My thing is this.
Right?
My thing is this. Tone, I got some hands up. You want me to bring them in? Because I'm trying
please,
to lock
please,
in races.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, could you please?
Okay.
You know what?
Let
in
me
fact,
go.
Hold on. Do you see, trying to get the race report from down there. We heard Donye, down south putting some work in. You know, we want to acknowledge that. It is. Let me see. Where did he go? Do you see Dog on there? Dog might know the race report from down south.
Yeah,
see Dog
I opened up Dog's mic a minute ago. I don't know where he at, though. He might have fell off. No, his mic is still open. Hey, Dog, your mic
hey,
is
Tony.
Open. Come on in.
Yes.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Hey, I gotta get off. I'm getting ready to go out to the movies with my old lady, but I want to call in real quick.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, man. We
appreciate it very much, Brian. You have a good
hey,
night.
Hey, Brian,
enjoy
you
your
know
movie.
They didn't make a Chucky 4, right?
I'm waiting for you to come out with a car called the Bride of Chucky, because she's the one that killed Chucky.
So the bride always run the show, right?
Hey, 313-7173.
I had to get my lawyer, man, to get all my guns back.
All the woman had to do was that he hit me. He got guns in the house.
Yeah.
Hey, Junior,
okay.
that man's mic. We don't want
none of
that.
We
don't want none of that.
708-4697, your mic is open.
Just listening.
You got some? Okay. Thanks a lot, brother. Thanks for coming in. Next caller. 586-7112. Your mic is
What's up, John? What's happening? What's up, John? What's going on?
Oh, nothing, man. What's going on, man?
Wait
for the weather to get warm up here.
Introduce yourself. Come on in.
It's Dougie.
Yeah, nobody.
Yeah,
it's
nobody.
That's
a
washed up bum.
Nothing, man.
Hey, Tony and Junior.
Yeah.
Hey, at 9:30, we gonna do that trivia question.
Okay.
Hey, who gonna ask the question? Because the last couple times y'all couldn't come up with a question.
Hey,
yeah, we got a
question picked out already.
Hey, I know this. text me the answer, man, so I can get the old lady or one of the grandkids to win some tickets.
this question is gonna be a good one right here.
Okay. Well, at 9:30, come on with it.
At 9:30, going down.
All right. Junior, we got any more hands up?
Yeah, we got some more here. Let me go through them. 313-3973, your mic is open.
I'm just listening.
There you go. Thank you for listening, brother. Next man, 313-2796, your mic is open. Oh, damn.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. That one didn't sound too good.
Hey, I don't know. Do we leave it open? 313-7330, your mic is open.
Hey, Junior.
Okay. Yeah.
Junior, you see a 586? I believe the last four is going to be 7561, maybe? Or 7461?
Let me run through this.
I believe Dominic's listening.
The Executioner.
I got a 3175. Tell him to put his hand up.
Put
your hand up if you're listening, man. Hit the one button.
Press the one button.
Yeah, don't stick your hand out the car. So, hey, what was that name you said? The Executioner?
The Executioner. The winner of the fumbled up shootout last night.
Is that a 586-3175?
I don't know. I think it's like a 586. I think it's 7561. I think.
Yeah. Here we go. Let's bring them in.
All right.
Hey, Tony.
Executioner.
I got a quick question before you bring them in. I got a quick question before you bring them in.
He's already in. 586.
Go ahead, Kimo.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. I ain't even gonna ask it. Okay.
586-7561. Your mic is open.
What up?
What's up, Don?
Don.
Yeah.
What's up, fellas?
What's happening, man?
Shit. Eating me some ribs, watching me some Star Wars.
Don, we hear you showed up and showed out yesterday, man.
I don't know about all that. I just went down the racetrack more than everybody else.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that wasn't bad for what we know of as a first outing, though. So, I mean, you would think it's only going to get better. But, you know, well, first outing, that was good.
Yeah, it was the first outing.
Hey, Dom, quick question. I want to hear your version. Why did the shootout start so late?
Well, we had a few little rules. Everybody was supposed to have me their lockup money by 5 o'clock. I only had one guy bring me his money by 3. No one else. Everybody else said I had to come chase them for the money, whatever. So at that point, there's no reason for me to chase everybody. I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm doing my own thing, too.
It was four guys.
It was supposed to be short, sweet, and simple. Four guys knew who was doing it. We ain't too hard to find at the racetrack, four of us.
I'm just curious, because I heard like one team was scared of making test passes all day and all evening, and finally when they made a good pass at 9:30 at night, they was ready to try to shoot out. That was my kind of opinion,
but I'm entitled to my opinion on it.
But then from the same, the team that I heard did that, from that team, I heard that you did the same thing. You couldn't get down the track all day, and you didn't want to race till late at night.
I made nine passes the whole day and aborted one run. So I don't think I was too scared.
You know, I can tell you, I think I can really, really appreciate the way Chicago runs that Cottsville now. Show up, pull their shit off the trailer and race. I swear to God, why does everyone in Detroit got to make so many test passes, man? Everybody. I'm saying everybody in general, man. Everybody in general. Melvin, you know what?
I haven't seen Melvin in years.
I give Melvin his props. He comes off the trailer.
Made a test pass.
Me.
No.
But I was ready to go at 6 o'clock when the race was supposed to start.
So there was a designated time it was supposed to start.
Yeah, we were supposed to do it at 6 o'clock. Lockup money was supposed to be up by 5.
Oh, that's the background noise then.
My bad, definitely.
I'm just curious.
Put your home
I want to hear your side.
Now, I want to know what happened with the race last night. You know, Wayne came to the trailer. Some of his dudes said you were scared to race him.
Look, after the track officials ruled that Wayne was DQ'd, I asked him point blank, you want to do something after I race Panetta? I said, after I'm done beating him, you want to do something? He said no. So, okay, great. I did my thing. I made my last pass against Panetta.
Victor was running around saying that then.
Hold on. I made my pass against Panetta, and then he come over to the trailer after the fact, after I didn't even bother to cool it down, didn't bother to heat no bottles up, let the car sit there for 20 minutes, and didn't do nothing to the car, and then says, you want to try something? And now it's already midnight. I'm not, you know what I mean?
What team did you talk to? Never scared or always scared? Which one?
All the above? That's all right. Me and Wayne talk it out today. We're going to do something here in the next week or so.
Hey,
I get
Wayne
his phone. So don't
his
car.
Tone. You know I'm from Chicago, Tony.
You
know, I don't know nothing, but y'all got two teams. You got never scared and always scared, or what's the deal with this?
That's like the Brian and the Chucky thing.
Hey, hold on, man. Hey, bro. You want to mute your mic, man?
Yeah, I can ride too. I park.
Let me go through this real quick.
Man, I was Tom. Did they call you?
Yes, sir.
Ask you to write down or anything?
Yes, sir.
What?
Yes, sir.
So man, you got so many races. Dominic, you got time at your race.
Well, like I say, my car was out of town, so I couldn't make it, and I had to work, and they were running on 28s. I put a 28 on my car, but I didn't like the way it looked, so I went back to a 29. So, aside from the fact that I don't patronize Milan no more, so it was multiple reasons why I couldn't make that race.
Oh, no, I know you. That's why I didn't ask the question. Why didn't you come get a shoot at this afternoon?
My question is, you asked the question, Kimo. Do you plan on engaging sometime in the near future?
Who are you asking that to, Junior? Junior, who are you asking that to, me or Kimo?
That's with you. I don't know nothing about the car. That's why I'm asking. You know I'm an agitator, man. You know if I got one bad habit, hold on a minute, man.
Can you sign that, Junior?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna close it. I'm gonna close these up and come back through.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm an agitator, so.
You didn't sign the chip, Junior.
Yeah, I'm still looking.
I think you got it now. Nope.
I'm still there.
Yeah, I'm going through it. It sounds like they in the barn or something. Got to be somebody from the
club. Well, it ain't Dougie on 5867112.
Nah, he in a trailer home.
Nah, I ain't in no trailer home.
Yeah.
Hey, Junior.
I got one. Do you see a
313? Last four numbers is 2526.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Right.
Gotta open them up.
Lift it up.
313-2526. You're open.
Hello? 25-26.
You're open.
Okay. Well, we just got to text to open that mic up. We keep it moving.
Yeah, I got them open. I'm trying to find this one with this background noise here.
There's nobody but Melvin. His wife telling him to get his ass off the phone. Dad, he fucked that place up.
Yeah, I think I got him now, Tom.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so my question is, I don't know nothing about the car, but are you planning on engaging at some time?
I'm locked in with Three Lug and Lil Ryan for June 15th, Martin, Michigan.
Okay.
So
Lil Ryan is a confirmed lock, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's the deal with what's the deal with that? You know, I like to keep my book straight. What's the deal with that?
Lil Ryan was he got that Lil Boosie Mustang, small block turbo car against the Bumblebee, small block nitrous car, head up, track rules, 400 Pro Tree, 8th mile. We locked in like 300 on 15 or better.
So you got 300?
It was $200 or $300 on 15. Right, right.
Okay, okay. So you head up track rules, 8th mile.
That's right.
Beautiful. You know I like to keep all of this in order, bro.
Yeah, and then I got Three Lug, head up Pro Tree, track rules out the back door.
Yeah, we got that one locked. We locked that one in a while back. We got anybody else want to lock in some race? Huh?
Hold on, I got one more. I got one more.
Okay.
Junior, we call him over here Junior Stang. Junior with his small block Pro Charge, no bar, against my car, head up, Pro Tree, 8th mile.
There you go. Oh, you got a full plate that day, partner.
What's up, Tony?
Yeah. What's going on?
You all right?
Heavy gang, what's the deal, baby?
Just call in, you know, support the show, see what's going on and shit.
Hey, Heavy Gang, your stepson was being disrespectful on you.
My who?
Your stepson over there.
Dougie.
My stepson.
Yeah, Dougie was being disrespectful.
Oh, man, you know. You know how them crack babies is, man. You know.
Damn.
Their behavior is very unpredictable.
Wow. They
built a little different, man. But I tell you what, I know I tried to race Dom last night, and he declined to race, man. Them boys out there scared, man. Them boys didn't even want to do the shootout yesterday, man. Me and Jimbo had to go around and ruffle all these motherfuckers' feathers just to get them to race, man.
Oh, do we still got Dom on the line? Wayne, this Junior, man, but I just heard Dom say that they asked you to engage and you politely declined.
If Dom said he asked me to engage, he's a motherfucking lie.
So when I asked you if you wanted to race after I beat Panetta, when we walked away from the track, guys, you said no. You telling me you didn't say no now?
Nah, no, I didn't. Nah, we got it on videotape when I walked in your trailer.
That was 2 hours later. That was 2 hours later.
Wait, Dom. How can it be 2 hours later and we was nobody at the track 2 hours after the shootout was over with?
No.
After we went
and got the decision from the track that you was DQ'd, I said, well, let's check this out, Wayne. Do you and me want to race after this, after I race Panetta? You said no.
What did I say?
You said no.
Okay. I don't remember that, Dom. So did I not come to you and ask you to race in your trailer?
After the fact. You wanted to race. The track is closing,
so,
and I ain't got
so
nothing
you,
in the
so
car.
So you telling me you hadn't raced your car at all, and now you was trying to race back-to-back?
I could have had everything ready. I would have came back to the trailer and had everything ready.
You're not even making sense, Dom. You hadn't even raced one grudge race in your life or one race with your car, and you tried to lock in two races before you made your first race? Is that what you're telling me?
I said after I race Panetta, I'll race
Dom,
you.
I asked you a simple question, Dom.
Why not?
You tried to lock in two races before you hit your first race. Lock in race?
What? I didn't have no race locked in.
Okay, so you just
I was already
you
in
asked
the lane.
The race. So you wasn't trying to lock me in, right?
I said, do you want to race me after I'm done racing Panetta?
What you trying to lock me in? Are you saying you trying to lock me in?
No. I asked you if you wanted to race. You said no. I ain't trying to lock you in for nothing. I asked you if you wanted to race. You said no.
So, Dom, let's just say I said no. So in the time you raced Panetta, and the time you came back around for your trailer and we was waiting there for you, what changed?
Nothing. I'm in the trailer doing my thing.
We caught you before you made it in the trailer.
No, you didn't.
Oh, my.
I got $1,000 that I could produce a videotape of you shaking your head as soon as you pulled up to the trailer saying no.
No.
We knew he was going to pull this bullshit. That's why we were waiting on
trailer.
Your ass.
Look,
we had peso right there. Motherfucker, you on tape. You cannot lie
you
about this.
Look, check this out. You came look, in the trailer
look,
and
my ass.
The race
look
while
my
I was
ass.
Looking at the race pack.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. When you ready?
Let's hear this one. I told you when I'll be ready. When I call you.
Ooh. And when you going to call me?
Shit, I don't need you. You call me every day now.
Hey, man, I want the Dom that was on the, that was talking before I got on here, man. That's the Dom I want to talk to. This motherfucker right here ain't talking about shit, man. You ain't hitting on nothing right now.
Hey, Wayne. Right. This is Junior, man, from Chicago. Check
What's
this
up?
Out, man. All I'm trying to do is get lock-ins, brother. That's all I do, man.
I'll lock him in for the 15. Just lock your ass in.
Woo. You know damn well I'm not going to be here.
Okay, so, the first, next week, what you want to do?
I'm going to North Dakota.
Wait, I got a suggestion, Dom and Wayne. Y'all know the track will be open on the Friday. Y'all can race the day before the Little Tony's race.
I'm from Wednesday to Monday. Now we all know where I go and what I do.
Okay.
I'm gonna be in St. Louis racing. You're out. There's nothing I can do.
Hey, and I still ain't seen the tape of me crossing no motherfucking center line.
Okay.
Now, when Aaron lost that little incident with Johnny Quick, we had motherfuckers on here breaking down video. Motherfucking Dougie come on here talking about Aaron left at 2.8 and Johnny did something at 3.2. Where all that shit at today? I give any one of you motherfuckers $1,000 if y'all produce a video with me crossing that center line. Hello?
Yeah, what you asking me for? I got no video.
I mean, Will by Ellis was there, Slouch was there, Detroit Hood TV, anybody. Anybody say they saw me hit a cone, they get $1,000. I bet they can't produce it.
heavens.
So you take that shower victory and you hold on to it because you ain't got nothing right there.
Hey, Wayne, I got a question for you. If you didn't cross the selling line, how were they able to disqualify you?
Because everybody was betting against me, man. Everybody. Okay. I mean, if it was 100 motherfuckers there, 80 of them was betting against me. You know what I mean? I'm not going to lie. I hugged them. I'm talking about when I say I was hugging that motherfucking line, I'm talking about it was close. It was close. I ain't gonna bullshit you. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I know I didn't cross that motherfucker.
This morning we talked about something different. This morning you told me that you was on the line and you had a video of you on the line. And then we talked to somebody else.
That's not what I said. I said Dom. I said, man, if I had to put my kid's life on the line, you know, to bet against that, no, I wouldn't do it. But would I bet my money on it that I didn't cross that line? Yeah, I would. That's how close it was, man. But me and you both agree that in track rules, you can touch the center line, you just can't cross it. Okay, we or did we not?
I said whatever they run. NHRA,
no,
IHRA, no. Whatever the hell they said. And you was like, well, they NHRA. Oh, okay. I mean, to be honest, have a single, and I said some tracks have a single line, some tracks have a double line.
Well, we got single line up here that time. You know that.
I don't never look.
So my question is this. So it wasn't the track that said that Dean cued you?
No, the track official DQ'd him.
They did or they didn't? I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
They did. No, they did. They did. They said he was out.
Oh, okay. Okay. Hello.
Yeah.
Man, I sure like to see that race go for it. That'd be a good race.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, there's only one way to resolve issues like that is go back to the line again, you know? But.
And that's what I tried to do, and Dom was scared. We saw Rich walk right up to you and do the little no motion. Y'all went up, and we followed you in the trailer, and he said something to you, and you said no, you didn't want to race.
Nah, I wasn't ready to race no more.
So, okay, well whenever you're ready, get your little fake-ass fan club and your little stepchild Dougie.
Oh, you gave
me. Fuck it, I might let listen. Stepchild drive. Fuck it.
You stop lying. Stop lying. I'll pay you to let him drive.
How much you pay me?
I'm gonna make you put your foot in your mouth, motherfucker.
I just asked how much you paying me.
I'll give you eyes with the money. You let him drive, and I'm driving my own shit.
Well, when the day comes, we lining up. We'll discuss that then.
Yeah, stop lying.
We gotta get Dougie to the racetrack.
Stop lying. Stop lying.
We got a missing child report.
Stop lying. Make sure you got an extra $20 to pay his way in, motherfucker.
I pay his way in if he wants to come to the track.
Make sure you got an extra $20 with you. That's all I'm saying.
That boy ain't been at the track all summer. Got a missing child report.
Wait a minute. If he ain't been in the track all summer, how he got so much input on the track and who lost and all that? Dougie, you can't come on here and say who lost and who won if you ain't been there to see it. You got to
see it. You ain't
raced
for 4 years. My brother ain't been in the racetrack all year, man. He's talking to us, man.
Dumb, dumb.
He's talking to us.
I raced last year, you stupid motherfucker.
No, you got a bunch of payouts by people that are broke.
You say what?
Lock up money because people broke. Number one, stunning
no,
broke.
No, no, we actually got to the line, fool.
Hey, Tony
on here?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey,
I need you to do me a favor.
Not,
I need you to do me a favor.
What's that?
got a race on the 15th, right?
Right.
And I heard there was going to be a turbo car there, right? And I would like to engage with this turbo car. And I was just wondering if you could make that happen.
Which turbo car is it? I do everything I can to make that happen.
It belongs to the Misconis.
Wayne, my pen is hot right now. Come on, put this on. Can we get the Misconis? Can we get the Misconis on here?
I'm sure he can do this, man.
We got Dougie on here. He in that camp.
I can't vouch for that.
Man, listen, man, Dougie can't lock that car in, man, because the owner can't lock it in.
Hold on, Kimo. How can the owner not lock it in unless he's not the owner?
Look. I said I'm not locking no races in for the 15th until I make it to that week before the 15th. But for that car right there, I would lock that car in.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Wayne,
did you get
Mr.
Misconi on there?
I just talked to Bobby. Bobby's at some family thing. No bullshit. I'm just gonna say this. You know they're gonna tell you to go to the quarter mile.
I'm not talking to the help. I want to talk to straight to the source.
Okay. I don't mean to be disrespectful to nobody, but can you get the boss on the line, please?
Nope.
Hold on.
Man, the boss over at the Gaza Strip.
Hey, I don't care if he on the moon. If he can make a phone call from that sucker, all it's going to take is a few seconds to write this shit down. Yes or no?
Hey, this is the first time that he ain't
Look, man, I'm telling y'all, man, it's time to get this shit popping, man. I'm telling you, all the motherfuckers last night were scared to race, man. They were scared. And I don't care who got what to say about it, they all were scared, man. Dom was not walking around trying to get that shootout going. He did not go up to nobody. Nobody came over to my trailer, asked me for my money or nothing.
Wayne, were they scared of you or they was just scared in general?
They were scared of their shadow, man.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm going to tell you this. I did see Wayne Kemp running around saying, we finna whoop Dom ass. We finna do this to Dom. And I went over there personally. I had a guy. They cornered me off. And then, man, Wayne finna run? Is the Dom going to run? I said, I don't know, man. Let me go ask Dom. I went over there. Dom told me. He was packing his gear up. He told me, no, he wasn't going to go.
Exactly. Man, we ain't got to lie about this shit, man. It's, you know, it is what it is.
Oh,
I'm telling you, man.
I'm gonna say this in Dom's defense. It had got kind of late. It was after the shootout, but the track did say that everybody had to 12 o'clock to get in the lane.
Exactly. You know what I mean? But
so they,
you know,
so they, but, hey, wait. But, so they was just scared in general to race. Is that it?
It ain't like one person was scared of the other. Everybody was just pussyfooting. And Jimbo, like, you know, Jimbo, like, man, it's some bullshit. Jimbo grabbed the motherfucking the golf cart. He's
hey,
like, Bobby,
hey,
back,
hey.
Man. We about to make
Bobby
somebody
Bobby Misconi's on the goddamn phone, you motherfuckers.
No grand. They don't need no grand interest.
Mr. Misconi.
Yes, sir.
We have a gentleman here that wants to engage with you, if you are open to that. Come on now, don't get gunshot. I done heard you before. Don't get gunshot. Come on in. Step inside the door. Wayne, would you like to speak to the man? Come on with it.
Nope. I'm letting my lawyer talk for me. My lawyer is talking for me.
Oh, I don't do the lawyer thing, bro. I'm going to have to stand back. I don't do the lawyer thing. Shit. But my understanding was...
Hey, Kimo, hold on a second. My understanding was that Wayne said he would not lock in any races for June the 15th. But if the Moscone's would bring that turbo Mustang, he ready to lock in the night with it.
Well, here's the whole thing.
Okay.
We're already locked in the race, Kimo, if both cars are on the ground, because we got to go test. We don't know what's going to happen. That's why I told Kimo, I said, if something happens and we're not there, then there's no lockup. Okay?
Right, right.
So until I go test next week, which we still got a week before the race, we can lock that in a week before the race. If all goes well, I don't have a problem with it.
Now, you,
hey,
you want to race out the back door with Wayne?
Hey,
or
Junior.
Yeah.
Can you tell him I want the same race locked in Kimo got? If my car on the property, his car on the property is locked.
Hey, do you see? Now, I'm going to have to play middleman on this. I ain't got a problem with that. Did you hear
okay,
what he
okay,
said?
Okay, do you want the exact same race? Hey, I'm speaking on Bobby's behalf now. Does he want the exact same race that Kimo's got locked with him?
What's the race?
Head up, quarter
is
mile.
That, is that what you want? Is that what you want, Wayne?
If Billy is driving a car, yes.
Okay. If Billy is driving a car, Wayne wants the exact same race. Can he get that if your car is on the premises?
Hey, Junior, Junior, is there any stiff from the tires and wheelie bars for this race?
Car got 28 no bars. The stiffs are this. Track rules, automatic, 7-second start.
Have no tire size stiff, though,
It's a 28. It's a 28.
Got to get some centerline cameras.
I didn't lock in those 28s. I never put mine on
28. And I ain't in Kimo Cabin. I know he ain't locking in no race on 28.
Yeah, we all know that one.
We're on 28.
Okay, so you're on 28.
Yep.
I mean, you guys have done this before.
Billy.
Come on with it.
Billy.
Lay it on the table.
I'm sorry. Junior.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell that gentleman? I didn't ask him what he was on. I asked him what was the stipulation for this race.
Come
on, Wayne. Go ahead, man. You can talk to
me. Hey, Mr. Moscone. In other words, Wayne said he ain't asking you what's under your skirt. Don't ask what's under his. I mean, he just want to engage.
Hey, if Wayne...
I'm going to speak
on their behalf again. If Wayne is willing to go to the quarter mile, put what tire he think he needs to put on that motherfucker to get to the quarter mile. And
on white trash.
Who gives a fuck about white trash? I don't think Wayne's going to the quarter mile.
Oh, yeah, Wayne said if what's the problem,
well, I mean, okay. This ain't really too hard. You know, this shit don't take a lot, man.
No, it don't.
Wayne.
It don't take a lot.
Junior, if Billy is in that car, it's the eighth of the quarter, it don't matter.
Okay, can we get a confirmation on Billy?
I'll tell you what. Check this out. We'll lock that in. If the car's on the premises, the same race with Kimo, we can lock in 300 on 15 or better. If the car's on the premises, we got the race, or you get your punk out. But we can decide then whether it's eighth or quarter. Is that fair?
Right. So what's the stiff on the tire size now? We need to get this straight right now. Because I know Kimo ain't coming on a 28.
No.
Junior, can you handle this for me, man?
Hey, Bobby. You can have 29s or 315s on that day. It don't matter.
Okay.
All they're saying. Can they have bigger tires?
You guys are coming on a 28.
Say something. As long as it's white trash, listen to me. As long as it's white trash, that car,
right.
Put a 1490 on the bitch if you got to.
Okay,
Junior, what I'm saying to you is,
yes, sir.
I don't plan on,
changing my tire size. I just simply want to know the steps of the race.
Okay.
I already said it. Pro tree, track rules, 7-second auto start. That's it.
And you,
okay,
and you
no
guys are coming on a 20
what?
No bars.
No, you're not listening to me. What are the steps between you and Chemo? Is this y'all just trying to pull one over?
No, y'all sound like y'all don't know y'all's steps. The steps with him and Chemo is Chemo's car the way it's always sat. It's against Billy's car the way it's here.
We never thing off his car.
Never
that
had,
bitch got a 315 on her. Put that motherfucker on there. We never asked him to undress that bitch.
So what he's saying to you, Billy,
is when you don't have no stipulation on nothing on my car, so he wants the same stipulation. His only stipulation is as long as Billy is in that car.
What I give him, I give him. You and him aren't the same people. You and him don't have the same type of car. You go 60 foot with him. So, I mean, there's a lot of different things to talk about this, man. You are you and he's not.
Billy, listen, calm down, Billy.
No, man, this is Bobby, man. Stop calling me Billy.
Bobby, that's what I mean. I knew you were here. My bad. Bobby. What I'm saying is, the only reason I ask for the same rules as Chemo's race is because I want some type of stipulation. You see what I'm saying? I don't want nothing to get twisted, this, that, and the other.
No. I don't want no misunderstanding either. Trust me. We're coming on the 28th. That's what the car's set up with. If we want to come, if you want to call it, well, you know what? Put whatever tire you want on there, then we can play that rule. To me, it doesn't matter.
Okay. As long as
you're telling me we're racing your white Mustang, white trash, then go ahead.
Hold on. I got some background noise here. Can you mute your mic? This is what he's saying. He's coming on a 28-inch tall tire with no body. He said he don't care what tire you put on white trash.
Okay.
That's the stip on the tire.
Let me get another stip.
Hold on a second, Chemo. All right. Now, is that agreed upon on the tires? He's coming on a 28, and you can have any tire you want, no bar. Correct?
Correct.
Mr. Moscone, are we correct on
that? Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Now, Junior, I want him, Wayne, to also know if the Moscones don't show up with their car, they do not owe me a dime.
Right. We're going there. Okay, we're going.
Now, and the only reason I'm saying that is because we are going testing. I don't know what's going to happen. We don't know.
Okay.
I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. No one knows that. That's why we put that stiff in with Chemo, and I want Wayne to have that same understanding.
All right, now let's make this easy now. Head up. Pro tree, right?
400 pro tree.
Okay, 400 pro tree. Okay. What else? Let's go slow. You know, I'm Puerto Rican, so I'm a little bit slower. 400 pro tree. What else?
You still an American citizen. Don't play that bullshit.
Oh, that ain't got nothing to do with the citizenship. It's whether I can read and write in English or not. 400 pro tree. 400 pro tree. What else?
400 Pro Tree is going to be the 7-second auto start because, of course, being a turbo car, we don't want to take a chance of getting burned out. So it'll be 7-second auto start, meaning if there's three bulbs lit, the 7 seconds starts counting. Those are NHRA rules.
Okay. I got that on here. Okay.
I promise I won't take more than five.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, I just want to make sure that we're both agreeing on the same thing because I want no misunderstanding. I don't have time to argue. That's all bullshit.
Right.
Now, how much we talking on the lock-in?
Lock-in, well, Wayne, you okay with 300 on 15 or better?
That sounds good.
Okay.
Now, my only other step is if we run in the quarter, if I got to run the quarter at least 28, I want Billy in that seat. If we run 8 mile, I don't
think we drive No. Check this out. Billy is driving that car, period. There is no one up getting, there is no John Ford. Billy is driving the car, period.
Okay. So
that's cool.
It doesn't matter whether it's 8 or quarter. Billy's driving.
Billy is driving. Now, is this quarter or 8 mile? Or does it matter?
Either which way, we'll decide when we get there which way we're going to go.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, for all we know, we can go down there and the track don't work after an 8 mile. We might have to try it in the 8, you know, one way or another, but we'll decide that on that day.
Oh, no.
If we cannot agree whether it's going to be an eighth or a quarter, the reasonable thing to do is flip for it. You okay with that, Wayne?
Okay.
If we can't agree to it, we'll flip for it.
You know what,
Wayne?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Did you hear what he said?
But it's kind of getting out of hand now.
I'm just trying to get out my eyes and cross my T's, man. That's all. And we'll flip
through it. I agree to it.
Okay.
I mean, the only reason why I'm saying, Wayne, is we all know Martin's a good track, but we don't know how the day is going to be. You know what I'm saying? Tracks don't always work perfect all the time. So.
It is what it is.
Okay. Here we got it. We got head up, 400 Pro Tree with the 7-second auto start. You got 300 on 1500 or better. Billy will be driving.
Yep.
Your car will be on 28s. White trash can have any tire he wants. And you guys will flip for eighth or quarter. And all of this is contingent on your car being on the premises.
Right. Right. Now, when I say flip for eighth or quarter, that's if we can't come to an agreement whether it's going to be eighth or quarter. Meaning the last, you know, the last chance that, you know, we can do it, we have to flip for it. That's the only way to do it.
Okay.
Wayne might make a test pass the fastest one that car will ever go in its life. He might want to do it out the back door. You never know.
Okay, what will be the cutoff time to make the decision?
I guess we'll do it before dark.
Before dark.
It's dark. Oh, what, 8:30 now?
Where is dark? 8 o'clock?
8:30, quarter 9, I think.
It gets dark at 9 o'clock, but, you know. Let's say 8:30, 8:45. Which one you want? Pick one.
8:30. By 8:30, yep. If we can do it before then, fine, but by 8:30.
Okay, that's it. We got it. That's locked in.
Hey, so now both cars got to be in the staging lanes by 8:30 then.
Right. Well, yeah. We'll have to decide that. We have to come to an agreement by
8:30. When will be the time y'all going to know if we're going to run the eighth or the quarter? Is that what you was asking, Wayne?
Okay.
Right.
No, we can decide that even during the – it doesn't matter, as long as we race by before dark. You guys are okay with that?
I'm just trying to ask Wayne if that's what he was asking.
That's what I was really asking, Timo. So, in other words, when we get in that
race
lane –
before dark.
So, you got to understand this. You got to understand this, Billy. When you pull up to that lane, you don't know if we run an eighth or quarter. It's going to get decided right then and there with a coin flip.
What Kimo's trying to tell you is
you might want to protect yourself and do this flipping like an hour or two early before you got to be in the lanes.
Absolutely. Oh, we can do that. We can do that anytime. I'm saying at least by 8:30, the latest it has to be done by.
So basically, Bobby, you guys are flipping for lane choice, right?
Yeah. And if we can't come to an agreement for a quarter or an eighth, then we'll flip for it.
If you if Wayne flips
and wins the lane choice, he gets to pick eighth or quarter. And if Billy flips and wins lane choice, he gets to pick eighth or quarter.
No.
playoffs.
Hell,
is that
no.
what I'm understanding it?
We never
no,
said that.
No, that wasn't said.
I'm asking.
No, the flip
it's gonna be
was,
two flips.
Gonna
it's
flip
gonna
flip
be two flips,
and then you're gonna flip for eighth and quarter. Okay, two
correct.
Flips. That's it. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah,
done. Two flips.
Yep.
Okay.
It will have a neutral person flip.
No problem.
Neither team. It'll be either the starting line guy or it can be Slouch. It can be little Tony. A neutral party. That sound fair?
No, I had a two-headed quarter I was going to bring. Shit, what the fuck you talking about?
Hey, man, you know what I got? I got two heads and two tails.
Hey, we ain't going to go there. We ain't going there.
Okay.
Well, that's a lot, dude. Hey, Tom.
Yes, sir.
You want to bring Slouch in? Where you at? Hey, Slouch.
Dude, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You got the Slouch. You got the interview.
Yes.
Hey, let me mute these mics real quick and
Junior, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm just gonna mute these mics so you can come in and
yeah, and just open one at a time. This one's gonna be a good one.
Okay, I got all the mics closed except for Tony and Slouch and mine. Let's
all
go.
Let me, I'm at the gas station. Let me go to the question. Hold on. All right, the question is, the trivia question of the day to win two free tickets for June 15th showdown in Motown. The question is, what is the current U.S. Outlaw 10-5 United States 8-mile record? Who holds it? Who holds the United States, the USA legal Outlaw 10-5 8-mile record? Who owns it?
All right, let's go. You want me to start opening? You want me to start opening?
Do you know what?
Mic?
No, I don't know.
Yeah. You know what, Tom?
No, I don't know it.
I'm going to start opening the mic.
Sorry.
313-6868. You got the answer. Okay, we'll pass. 313-3973. You got the answer. Do you got the answer?
No, you got to pass on that one.
People text me saying they got the answer.
2526, do you got the answer?
That's the answer I got. I wanna lock in a race with Lil Tone on the 15th.
Hold on a minute. Don't go nowhere. Let me finish what we're doing here. We're gonna accommodate you real quick. 856-3175. Do you got the answer?
Yeah.
313-5550. Do you got the answer?
Is it Dan Miller?
Nope.
Hey. Next man.
Nope.
2780347. What's your answer? Okay. 313-2693. Do you have the answer?
Tim Lynch.
Nope.
Tim Lynch.
No, sir.
No, it's not.
313-5415. Hello, do you have the answer?
No, I don't know it.
313-4595. You have the answer?
No, I ain't got it.
Three one three, 313-9905. Do you have the answer? 9905. Do you have the answer?
Cruz Pentagon.
Who? Hold on. Hold on. What was that? wrong class, buddy.
Really.
810-2968, do you have the answer? God damn, boy.
Think that was a good kind of question right there, huh?
Yeah. 313-2693, do you have the answer?
Tutterell.
The man said Tutterell.
No.
No, sir. Let's go to the next one. Too late on that one, buddy. 313-7277.
Is it a nitro car or a blower car? We're talking about the record. It can be either or.
The thing is, who holds the record?
It can be a nitrogen car or a blower car.
Go on to the next one.
It's a nitrogen car or a blower car, yes.
313-2850. Your mic is open.
Billy Glenn. No.
Boy, this is a tough one here.
Everybody's too many people off on 10-5, so that's a hard one.
586-7112. Your mic is open.
Are we talking ADRL Pro Extreme, or are we talking Outlaw 10-5 legal 33-10-5 car?
Outlaw 3-5 legal.
In that case, I believe this gentleman and Tim Lynch both ran the same ET, but I believe Casper and his family are the ones that hold the current 10-5 record, and they've had it for about a half a year. TJ Casper on the East Coast.
Yep.
Yeah, this Dougie.
You're right. 408 with the time.
Yes, 408. Him and Tim Lynch both ran them. In fact, Tim Lynch has actually ran a 402, but the legal 10-5 record is a 408 held by TJ Casper. To my knowledge.
Well, Mr. Dougie, after 50 calls opened up, you the winner, brother.
Hey, now, Junior, somebody on here earlier said, why do I have any input into any drag racing around here? Why don't you ask all the motherfuckers that couldn't answer that question? I have knowledge.
Yeah, I guess you answered it yourself. That's why I said earlier, I'm a little bit slow on Puerto Rican. You got motherfuckers here that are American that can't read and write. They just as stupid as I am. So I guess you just answered that shit. Hey, so I'll open up the mics, man. I'm gonna let your boy here go at it, man.
That's a catch-22, because Lynch just had the record now. So is that previous record or new record?
No. When did Lynch get the record? In legal outlaw 10-5 trim, Lynch doesn't hold the record.
Right.
Well, I mean, we got somebody got a they own speaker, man. Take your speaker off, man. Getting a lot of feedback from it.
Yeah, a lot.
Man. I may have.
Did we have somebody just came on the line trying to lock in with Tony?
Yeah. Where's that gentleman at, man?
Right here. Something like Steve.
Would you like to state your name, buddy?
My name is Steve. I want to lock in a race with little Tony in a yellow Camaro.
You said
what
Steve?
What you got, Steve? I got a 91 Camaro. Big block, nitrous, 5, wheelie bar, and the brake. Wait, say that again.
Hold on.
You done in the trailer? Big block with nitrous.
Okay.
10-5 IW. Wheelie bars, and Tony get the brake.
Ooh.
Happy holidays. Quarter mile.
Now you said you got a 91 Camaro, big block.
91 Camaro.
Big block. 10-5W. You said 10-5W.
Where did Bob and he get the three?
They won't stop, man. They won't stop.
Mm-mm-mm. This is stock suspension car or back half car?
Back half. It's not a factory car. It's a race car. Just like Hill's, a race car.
No, I have a full body car. I don't have a race car. I got stock frame rails from front and back. I'm stock suspension. I'm full interior. Only thing glass
what's
on my car is the hood.
What that got to do with it?
It was parked.
No problem. We'll just check in both cars and see what you got.
I mean, it's common knowledge what I got.
Numbers so I could close up all these other mics and just leave your mic open. Hello? What's your last four numbers? 7285? Okay. I'm gonna close up all these other mics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anthony standing over at Wayne's trailer, Aaron's trailer yesterday using for the smoke of Mayberry. But Mayberry will not.
Hey, Tom.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, Tony. Hold on a second. Let me open these mics back up real quick. Hey, Tom, you open?
Yeah.
Okay. I got you two on the mic. Everybody else closed out. Come on with it.
Okay. So you got a big block Willy Bar chassis car, and you want to run my street car?
No, it's not a chassis car. It's a back half car.
Okay. Well, it's, you said it's not a factory car.
When they said stock suspension, I said I consider stock suspension a factory car.
Oh, okay. But you're saying this is a back half car, a 91 Camaro back half car.
Like back half car.
Okay. And it's got what size tire on it?
10.5 W 29.
10.5 W. Okay. If you weigh 3,100 pounds, I don't want the back tire. I'm going to sit on the side of you.
I don't know what it weighs. That's why you're getting the brake. But it's not under 3,000. It's 3,000 or heavier with me in it.
Okay. If you're 3,100.
Well, listen, if you're already 3,000, it ain't going to take you much to get to 3,100. Get to 3,100, I'm going to run your head up. Today, well, just take 100 pounds out your car.
I can't get 100 pounds out of my car.
I can't put 100 in mine.
Okay, well, I'll see if I can find somebody to run you that day.
I need to race you. Maybe when I get half track, I can slow up, roll my window down, and talk to you before I get to the finish line. I've been trying to talk to you since November.
I tell you what. You done forced my hand to reveal my hand that I'm going to debut another car that I have. Now, again, I don't want the back tire. I'm going to run your head up, and I sit just like you sit. Now, lock in.
That car you said you can't, I'm donating you the brake. You have no choice. Now, you can bring another car. And I can too,
no,
but it ain't about that. It's about my car.
I'm bringing my car.
I'm bringing mine.
Okay, all right. So I'll lock you in. You saying you're giving me the break. I got a nitrous car on a 10-inch tire that I'm going to debut at that race. Come on, give me the break and lock you in.
Your Camaro, you can lock it in.
I said I have another car that I'm going to debut at that race. I'll lock that car in with your car.
No problem, but I'm going to bring another car, too. I'm going to bring a mystery car like you bring one.
The car that you're talking about is a mystery car. I've never seen the car. You said it's a 91 Camaro. I got a G-body. I'm going to bring my G-body on 29. With
now,
no
you
bar.
Don't expect me as a man to be honest and wheel race. I'm not trying to pull the wool over your eyes.
If you're trying to get me to lock in with a car that I've never laid eyes on, you're trying to pull the wool over my eyes. I'm going to debut my G-body on 29s with no bar, and you saying you're going to give me the break. You're going to turn me loose.
$500
on 2,000 or better. The yellow Bumblebee is what I want. Okay, well, I don't want none of that. I'm gonna stand down.
No problem.
I got a question. Hey Steve, I got a question for you.
hold on, that G-body you're talking about, you can hold on to that for about another month after your race, and then we can lock it in with my G-body.
Okay, I like that.
Yep.
I got a question.
But once again, I don't want you to tell me to weigh what you weigh. You got enough time to take the weight out of your car. You understand? You got enough time right now because I'm going to have a big block once again.
Steve, I cannot take weight out of my car. I got all stock car. There's no balance in my car. My car is heavy. It's all steel. To take weight out of my car, I got to put fiberglass on it. I got to go get a torch. I got to go to cutting shit out. I don't want to do that. I got a street car. I like the street car.
I understand that, and I'll tell you how to take the weight out of the car when I see you, since you don't know how to.
No, it ain't that I don't know how to. I don't want to. I like power windows. I like a power trunk. I like my rear seat. I like the radio in my dash. I like that. I like all of that.
I guarantee you one thing. You won't have to take the doors or none of that off on your power windows. I'll tell you where to take the weight out at.
Will you be at 131 on June the 15th?
I will be there on June 15th if he locks in at Yellow Bumblebee. And if he don't lock it in, I'll be there regardless without the car because I'm coming to run Yellow Bumblebee.
So you're telling me your race, hey, Tone, give me a second. You're telling me your race is specifically just for the Bumblebee? Because the reason I'm asking is, because if you are going to be there June the 15th, I'm going to make it my business to accommodate your 91 Camaro with a 10.5W.
Well, this is what you do. You get in the Yellow Bumblebee, and you can accommodate me.
See, now, you going to tell me, I didn't tell you what you need to do. I'm just saying I will accommodate you.
But I didn't
can't
call.
Tell me. You can't.
I didn't
you can't
call
tell
you to lock
me.
In a race either.
You can't. But I'm asking you, you know why? I like grudge racing. So me, if one guy don't want it, I may want it. It's
well,
real.
He's a man that always wants everything, so I'm going to give it to him.
Well, I mean, act the same way with me then. You don't know me, I don't know you. I don't give a damn either.
Wait your turn. It's coming.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. But I'm making it real easy for you, though. If you are at US 131 June the 15th, I will accommodate you. It's that easy. Just be there. If you got the car there, even better. If you don't,
you're
going to sit back and kick.
You have to wait your turn. I made a statement a while back.
What was this statement,
you guys,
sir?
You cars, my car don't know none of you guys' cars. Just wait your turn. It's coming.
So hold on. So you saying wait his turn? If I'm only willing to run for $1,500 and he's willing to run for unlimited money, so you gonna tell him if I'm saying I don't want none of that drama, and he's saying he's ready to go right now? But he's got to wait his turn. So you're going to leave that money on the table chasing $1,500. That ain't going to happen.
Well, I figured the only reason why I said Lil Tony with the Yellow Bumblebee because the Camaro is just for you. The G-body I got is for the rest of the guys.
Oh, so you built this Camaro just for this 91 Camaro?
Hey, Toe. So I could hear it in his voice, man. He had a silent taste from you from the moment he came on the mic, man. Hey, man.
Don't get me wrong. Me and Tony ran before way back, so it ain't about that. He know what it's about. Now, the 91 Camaro, he can whip me, but he got to come on with it.
Hey, Tone, you know who this Steve is?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit, that's all good, man. That's all good.
He wants to bring a
ghost car with everything his way as far as the advantages. I'm saying everything his way and saying
right.
Tony, you've seen the car before. And it's not a 2,900 pound car or lighter.
It's three.
I don't know what car you're talking about. You know every car I own.
Hey, Tone, it's real simple with me, man. It's real simple. You know, if he show up on the premises with that 91 Camaro on a 10.5W, 29 10.5W, with a bar, with a big block on spray, he will get accommodated. One thing about a ghost, you either going to see him or you ain't.
Hey, Junior.
Yes,
I said I'm 3,100. He's saying he's 29 and some change. If the man is 2,900 and he got a small block in it, I don't need to see it. Down on his ass I'll go. I'll run any motherfucker on the planet Earth that's within 200 pounds of my car.
One thing about this Camaro, I can get you off my ass, though. All you got to do is lock in, and it ain't a small block. That's why you got the brake.
I don't want no brake. I don't want no handicaps. I want you to sit like me. If you the man of me.
Last week you said, what the fuck is sit like me? Now you're talking on yourself. I think you're pissing in a head on wind.
I'm telling you what sit like me is. Come with a small car.
No, you said there's no such thing as sit like me. That's for wimps. That's what you said.
Why ain't it the same? So, okay, well, run my G-body then, man. Run my G-body.
We're going to do that, too. This is not going to stop.
Let's do that on June 15th.
Then do it on June 15th. That's why
if I say I'm going to bring that yellow Camaro, you'll be ready on the 15th. But when I tell you I'm going to bring my G-body,
my Camaro is ready. My Camaro is ready. The G-body I got will be ready late July, early August.
Okay, well, that's why I tell you what.
That's right.
With your Camaro, what you offered my Camaro, I'm going to give your Camaro. Now lock your ass in.
Yellow Bumblebee.
No, sir.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom. I'm going to open up these mics because we're getting ready to close out because my man, for real, you just offered him what he offered you. And he don't want to take it. He ain't trying to do nothing. I'm going to open up these mics, Clark.
All right.
Chicken.
I mean, it ain't chicken. Check it out. I don't know you, Steve. You got a ghost car. I'm telling you right
now.
I'm telling you right now. Listen. Okay. So guess what? I'm telling you right now. If you are at U.S. 131, Martin, Michigan, June the 15th, and you bring that Camaro to the track.
Coming for the yellow Bumblebee only. So if you want to run,
you
will be.
You will be. Okay, I'm gonna keep it real easy for you. Bring that motherfucking slow bitch you got to US 131, and we got to try to accommodate you.
Quit trying to get on his dick and listen to what the fuck I say.
You right. Let's lock this in. You right. I'll drive. Puerto Rican will drive.
Drive it.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to do that?
I can. Lock it in, little Tony.
Listen to what I'm saying. No, I'm not telling you with little Tony's. I'm telling you with what I come to accommodate you. Puerto Rican will be driving.
Get in the yellow Bumblebee, sir.
Okay.
When you get through talking,
I'm going to open up the mic for you, brother. I'm going to open up the mic.
Okay,
check it out. I see his gripe is with you. This personal. This your beef, brother. Because for real, you don't want none of this shit.
I've been trying to run him since November. Yeah, figure it out.
He been trying to run you since November?
We've been on the show over a year. This is the first time you've been called in and tried to do something. Now,
oh,
I'm saying,
you know why?
No Camaro
to dial the
with
wrong
my
number.
G-body.
Lock it in. Yeah.
You want
to... Yellow Bumblebee, 91 Camaro, you get the brake.
I don't want that race, man.
Thank you. Case closed.
Okay. All right. Now, your 91 Camaro with my G-body, you get the break. Lock in.
Don't want it. Case closed. And I can guarantee you, your G-body and my G-body, you're going to get the break.
Junior,
can we move on? It's time to close on
out. Hey, I'm opening up all the mics.
If anybody wants to dance,
Mayberry got a special vendetta against you, Tony. I didn't know that.
Well, I guarantee you one thing. With his G-body, he's still going to get the break with my G-body.
Hey, Kimo, you said Mayberry? Mayberry, like
that's
what?
I know him by Mayberry.
Oh, okay.
I know Mayberry, but it's Steve that's acting up today.
Hey, Kimo.
You know him as Mayberry, but you need to start calling him Smokescreen, because that's all he's doing is throwing up a smokescreen. That man ain't trying to race.
Yeah.
You
want
to bring a
new
car to race my car that he done seen a million times and want me to go in the blind. I told him, okay, well, I got a car that I'm debuting on the 15th, so now let's both go in the blind. Fuck it. I'm going to go ahead and go for broke with him, and he don't want to do that. The man is not trying to race, man. All right, if you lock it in. I'm going to lock in my G-body with your car. Now, come on.
Lock in your Camaro with my Camaro.
Okay.
So, you having the battle of the Camaros?
No, I just can't believe he actually said set like him when he talked about a motherfucker talking about set like him. Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
I remember that one. Hey, if I say anybody 3,000 pounds with a small block, I'll run sight unseen. Is that sitting like me?
Yeah.
This man want to come with a big block car, back half, wheelie box. We don't have nothing. Only thing we got in common is we two Camaros.
You got the brakes. I'm making a little better for you. I bet you I'll clear you on the other end by two cars or more.
Oh, in the quarter mile,
hey,
I'm okay.
Hey, Tone. Hey, Tone.
Yeah.
Because you know the way I am. We ain't doing nothing but burning up air right here. Cause my man ain't gonna try to lock in anything that sounds reasonable. He trying to put that wolf on your Camaro. I already told him. If he really want to race that car, all he got to do is show up June 15th, and he will be accommodated. And truth be told, if he shake that car down, and I see what type of pig he is, he might get the deal of a lifetime. Yeah.
But,
hello.
You know, I'm just want to race, man. Everybody
want to race. Get your ass in a yellow Bumblebee.
Oh, okay. I was going to take the break out the back, though.
Kimo, he ain't trying. Hey, Tone, you want to close us out, brother? It's been a blast. I done had a great time with y'all tonight. Hey, Steve, thanks for coming on, brother.
Yeah, we can go.
Thanks for
coming on. We hope to see you on the 15th, too,
Kimo?
Bro.
Huh?
Everybody.
What you say, Mayberry?
I ain't gonna make it off of that though.
I said, just wait your turn, Kimo. I'm gonna do something.
Nah, I was just gonna try to stay out in front of you if you gave me the break. That's all. I mean, you didn't want to be for nothing, heavy.
All right, y'all. Past that time. We appreciate everybody for their support and calling into the show. And every game, and with the lock over. And Kimo and the Bad Company crew, we appreciate that lock in. For all y'all out there on the road, be safe, and we holler at y'all next Sunday. And Steve, when you man up, man, get out of here. We've been waiting on you. Peace out, everybody.
All right, man. Y'all have a good weekend and a good week, man. Be safe, man. I'll talk to you, brother.